Our story today is called Welcome Home, Mr. President. It's from Maxine Dunham. Hubert Humphrey was a former vice president of the United States. When he died, hundreds of people from across the world attended his funeral. All were welcome, but one, former President Richard Nixon, who had not long previously dragged himself and his country through the humiliation and shame of Watergate. His eyes turned away and conversations ran dry around him. Nixon could feel the ostracism being ladled out to him. Then Jimmy Carter, the serving U.S. president, walked into the room. Carter was from a different political party to Nixon and well known for his honesty and integrity. As he moved to his seat, President Carter noticed Richard Nixon standing all alone. Carter immediately changed course, walked over to Richard Nixon, held out his hand, and smiling genuinely and broadly, embraced Nixon and said, "Welcome home, Mr. President, welcome home." The incident was reported by Newsweek magazine, which wrote, "If there was a turning point in Nixon's long ordeal in the wilderness, it was that moment and that gesture of love and compassion." Romans 12:14 through 17 says, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.